Chào Vũ.
Chào Liên.
So you're doing what kind of degree at UAL?
I'm studying fashion media practices and criticism.
Wow, fancy title. What do you study?
Sounds fancy. Specific? It's just me nitpicking about stuff happening in fashion and the media, how it's everything is represented. And I mean, it makes me hate everything so much because I see a lot of the wrongs and the corruption in how the media sort of convey fashion onto people. And
my
true interest when studying this is how people receive the information, and it's so strange. I can't believe they fall for it so easily. Like, why? I don't get why people keep jumping on hype trains and fall head over heels on towards fashion trends. And it's baffling. I mean, just look at the hype culture. Why are people so head over heels over certain items like Yeezys and Louis Vuitton? I don't get it. They don't look good on everyone, but everyone chase after them.
Everyone want them.
Sure, they look good on some people, and some people manage to fit them very well, but it doesn't mean like everyone should go after that. When people submit themselves to the illusion that by wearing, possessing certain items that makes them cool and good looking, prestigious, it just doesn't work that way.
Right.
It's just them satisfying other people. What about themselves? Well, they're not expressing anything about themselves. I feel like that's the antithesis of fashion itself. Fashion was supposed to be a tool for a medium for people to express their individuality. But
what does this lead to for you? Like, what kind of alternative is being overshadowed by this for you? Like,
I think I do believe fashion has always been, it should always be about diversity, because we should acknowledge that no two person are the same, and we are good in our own ways, and we should use fashion to express that.
What good do you think it do when people are more aware of how much they can really differentiate themselves?
I mean, if you deciding for yourself what to wear, then you eventually can decide better for yourself what's good for you.
Right, you're not spending money, you're not spending effort on what people tells you represents something about you.
It encourages a better democracy, especially for yourself. Like, it's good practice for you to decide what's good for you.
Right.
Like, no one knows better what's good for you than yourself. And you have to believe that to be true. If you keep believing that something else, someone else can decide what's good for you, then you will never know what makes you happy, what's good for you, and what will make you thrive.
What other things in your life do you feel helped you decide like what's good for you and to express yourself? You do a lot of photography. Does that play a part that could be comparable to fashion in terms of helping, giving you something to express yourself and to decide, you know, what's good for you to spend time, money, effort on?
I mean, photography for me, it's like a mirror. I use it to reflect on myself. I shoot everything, anything that interests me, and when I look back, then it helps me realize what my interests are.
Yeah, it's like what you shoot, like when you look back at the pictures and you're like,
yeah, it's like it's sort of like people watching. So people watch, but me, I take photos and I reflect better in hindsight.
Yeah,
I feel like it's nicer to shoot, look back, and think about why I took a certain photo.
Later on, yeah.
Later on. Back at it. And I realized that the things I shoot, I see things that I desire for myself.
A lot of happiness, a lot of like loving moments.
Not just that. Most of my photos I don't share because I feel like they're very sad. I take a lot of photos of lonely people.
So you just said photos help you realize what you desire?
It's not just that, but it's like what I see myself as well. Like I take a lot of photos of couples because that's so what I want for myself. But I also see lonely people, lonely persons sitting around, going around. And I take photos of that because I see myself in them.
Right. How often do you look back at pictures? What do you do? Like, do you keep an archive and you literally flip through and then...
Only lately that I started... Ever since I started printing in a darkroom, that I start looking back, looking for good shots that are worth printing. The ones that I really like, they stay in my head, and I come back to find the negative of those certain shots and just want to print them out because I feel like some of those moments deserve being born into real life, and I just want to make it big, make it more memorable, not just being a file on my phone.
Yeah.
I mean, I flip back to look at my photos on my phone all the time, but it's just so small and neglectable. So the really good ones, I'm slowly churning them out onto real life prints, so I can just look at them.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I don't know, before I would take photos of my friends, my people I love, and it end up being a file, and it gets forgotten eventually, because a file is a file, and it's just like an iPhone photo. Despite being taken differently, the output is the same, and I know it will eventually become forgotten, but now that I start printing it, I hope, I think, mean something more.
Yeah.
Printing definitely takes more time, takes more devotion, more effort, and that's what I want to give them, my friends, my family, and the people I care about, because scanning is lame.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Apart from like the outcome, which is so cool, you know, you can give this print, which is so much effort and time and labor. How do you like printing? How do you like the process of it? Do you like printing for other people? Do you enjoy that?
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, we can blub Nor photo a little bit. Like, do you think people should try this potential that they are gonna really like printing their own photos in the dark room?
Yeah, speaking of potentials, like, I don't think people know how good the photos can look if they haven't been into a dark room. Because that's why I discovered myself. When you print out onto an actual piece of paper, like an actual silver gelatin print, it looks so much nicer to look at than on the screen. And you treasure it much more because, you know, you spend so much time and effort on it. It becomes more semantically valuable. For me at least, but
do you like that? Do you like this act of like making something just so you can like it a lot more? You know what I mean? Like, apart from the prints that you can obviously give to other people, like, of course that's very rewarding, but I'm really interested in what you're saying, like, because you're not just saying printing is great because the outcome is beautiful. You're also saying printing is great because you make this thing that you really feel a bit of an emotional attachment to, and you really feel good about the labor. Like, a question that we talk about a lot in Beautiful Noise Collective is like, why do we take photos? And I think there's something very relatable, like just literally making something for the sake of like make it so that you can love it, to have something in life that you make to love and to treasure.
I mean, I put so much labor into my prints because it's how I discover for myself what I want. When you shoot and you develop a roll of film, it almost never comes out as what you think it would be. Like, it never satisfies me, the images that come straight out from piece of negative. But you can fix that with when you print, like, an image on a piece of negative isn't what would be the ideal for myself. Like, if I don't like how the lights turn out on the negative, I can always manipulate and I can always change that on the print.
Right.
Sometimes it's harder, sometimes it's easier than other times, but trying different ways, and eventually I see the different possibilities, and if I take time and I can get what I really, really want. It's like a journey. discovering myself. I see the different possibilities in the print and I discover for myself what I like, what I want to see as well.
Yeah.
I feel like it helps me grow to be a more patient person, a more open-minded person as well, that because obviously it takes time to print and I'm just more open to the different possibilities. Sometimes I just have to adapt myself to the limitations of the dark room. I feel like the process of printing really changed me. I can gratify myself of the things I never seen before, the things I haven't visualized for, imagined from, conceived for myself. I'm like, I'm more open to new things now. I'm just starting to discover things that I never knew was possible. I think it's an important step for myself as a person, because that's what I always strive for, to be more open, more wise. A couple of times it made me smile looking at some of those good shots, because I remember how nice it was being there when I shot the photo.
Yeah.
I remember specifically this photo I shot of just my gloves and my beanie on top of the boulder.
Girls and your beanie?
Gloves.
Oh, your gloves and your beanie.
Fuck them. It's just a shot I took when I was hiking in Switzerland. The shot reminded me how lonely I was, but nonetheless, I felt very happy at that moment. I was hiking alone.
Mm. I literally, I don't know if you heard when I was speaking to my professor, and I literally was talking about something just like that. Like, the exercise was about, a significant memory.
Mm-hmm.
And that immediately pulled up a picture of me sitting in the park near the airport and completing my bangkoku, even though it wasn't really an event, it was also I was just going to the park alone because I was very lonely. That was after a breakup, and then I took that photo just to put on Instagram because I was there and the sun was shining, and then I have never been to this lake inside that park before and it's really beautiful. Yeah, it just stays in my mind as such, a happy moment. And even though, spelling it out doesn't sound like anything, it's literally such, a significant image, in my brain. This image is printed in my brain of, a really happy, light day, even though I was really lonely.
Yeah, I get that. It's most of the time, photographs are so personal. Probably no one else would get it.
And no one has to, you know. Photograph doesn't always have to be displayed or shared. It can just be made just to manipulate your own memory, maybe. I'm so glad that I made that image, because without that, I would have... I might be looking back at that breakup thinking that... Only thinking that I was really sad. But, thanks to that image, now when I look back on that breakup, I kind of, don't really remember that I was sad. I remember that I went to this park and I was really happy. So in a way, it's kind of provides you an opportunity to manipulate your memory a little bit.
Yeah, it's like a visual diary, and for me it's like an outlet, just outputting your emotions. Most of the photographs I like, they remind me of the good things that happened to me.
That's good. It shows that you're a very optimistic person. You only want to remember good times, and that's really healthy. I'm not that person.
If anything reminds me of something bad, I just delete it.
Yeah. Photograph definitely provides an add-on option to be selective about your memory and what you want to remember and what to not remember. Is that why? Because, you know, I notice sometimes you compose your photographs a lot more than others. Sometimes, you know, we're walking and you, definitely, see something that you want to, stop and photograph. But at other times, if we're just, sitting in a coffee shop or hanging out and, you know, like, in my opinion, like, the background behind you or anything, there's nothing in particular, but you would just take a bunch of photos anyways. Like, do you do that very consciously or unconsciously? Is there any thing about it that suggests that, that link back to what we're talking about, that you want to kind of make that photo off a good time just to kind of like keep it? And
Most of the time when I take a photo of someone I know, it's not necessary like to keep it as a good time. It's just to keep it more of like something more memorable. It's like, this afternoon I was talking with you about something important happening to me, and I just took a photo of you, and I will be reminded what was happening. Wow. When I took that photo.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, for some reason I when I look back at the photograph, I can recall what were my surroundings and what was happening to me when I took that.
Wait. So you, like, in your head, when you was taking that photo of me at the coffee shop, like, you literally was thinking, I'm telling Leanne something important, like, and I want to take this picture.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I've never done that. I mean, in hindsight, when I look back, I can remember, like, what I was talking to the people in the photos about, but, like, I've never, like, done that. That's really interesting. And, like, how does that, I don't know, what does that do for you? Like, just to remember that we talked about this important thing today, or?
Yeah, exactly that. It's like, it's just a reminder. It's literally just a souvenir.